here on Daf, Kuv Zayin, Amid Aleph, the last line of the Amid, the middle of the line. Tani, Rami, Bachome, Abo, Shaimrem, Srichin, Kvire, Bemitzis, Vaido, Bemitzis. This is Rami, Bachome, we had had in Taisvis, he holds like Rafia, Barabe. He says, all Dalet Shaimrem, in order to be Chayev, Ashvuas Adayonim, Ashvuas Hashaimrem, Nignabo, Nenso, they have to be Amida Bemitzis. The Eilu say, you need three pores, or he do, a pore an Aido, a pore an Kvire, a pore an Nignabo, Nenso. The Eilu hain, Shemachinam Vashoyel, Noisisocha Vasoicha. Omar Rove Maitaime Dromi Bachome Shemachinam Behed Yiksivbe Ki Huze. Rami Bachome does not hold of Erev Parshiyah, so it says in the Parsha Pekodin, you only have to swear when you're made of Bemitzis. Shemer Socha Yalef Nesine Nesine. It says by Shemer Chinam Ki Yitain Yishal Reyeyu, and it says by Ki Yitain by Shemer Socha also. So we learn that Gzeirah Shavah, just like the Shvuah of Hashem Achinam, is Dafke, if he's a Maida B'mitzis, who didn't be Hashem Asocha. Shoyo, V'chi Yishal, V'ov Moisef Alin Yerishim. Soicha, is a Machlekes Tanoim, if a Soicha is Hashem Achinam, or is a Din of Hashem Asocha. So whatever it is, ilaman doma ki shemer socha, I'm the shemer socha, which we learn out in the scene in the scene. Ilaman doma ki shemer chinam, I'm the shemer chinam, it says ki huze. What does Rashi say? Tzricha kvira bemitzes vaido bemitzes koidem sheyishaivu shvur. Before the chayiv, the shvur sashemrem, of nigna bonenzo, there has to be a kvira bemitzes vaido bemitzes. Ve'im nishbu, ve'loi kvira vaido, ein shvuosei shol shem achinam klum, so it's not a shvus adayonim, ve'loi mechayavtei keifel. The Rami Bachome, polig ad rabchia by Yosef, who holds that according to Rashi, yafilu nensu alone, nignivu alone, is chayiv by pekot. Al tzalom da sabere parshis kosev kap. Pasha Rishayin and Emre B'Shem Echinam, Mashni B'Shem Ersocha, Soicha, Plukte Darameya, Rabbi Yehuda, Latina Soicha has. Now we're starting a new Gemara. Va'omar Rabchia Bar Yosef, Hatoyin Tainis Ganev B'Pikod. If a person is Toyin Tainis Ganev B'Pikod, Niknevo, the case of Toyin Tainis Ganev, Einai chayiv. So in the parsha it says he's chayiv keifel. Einai chayiv at she yishlach bo yad. He's only chayiv, he was a sheleach yad. My time. Now why does he have to be a sheleach yad also? The omakro v'nikra balabayis elolakim. Im lo yisholach yodoi b'meleches reyeyu. Mechlal di sholach bo yad mechayev. Now, I just like to say over the lotion of the Tosfos Rit. Perish. He says, Pshat in Rab Chiya by Yosef. It says in the Pasuk, Nikra balabayis alekim, im loy sholach yodai bemleches leyeh. Nikra balabayis alekim means he swears. Im loy sholach yodai, he swears that he was not sheleyach yad. In Shlichus Yad, Rashi learns Pshat here, means he did Malacha. He was Mishtamish with the Pekodin. He did Malacha with the Pekodin. Now, Perish, so this is the Lashon of a Tosfos Rit. Mikan Lamadnu, the Tzorich Lishova, Shleishalach Boyat, Venikra Balabayis Alekim, and Leishalach, he swears that he was not Shleich Yad. Fine. So, let's understand the scenario. He comes to the Bailam comes to him and he says, where's my pore? Nignav. Fine, let's come to Bezdin. So the first thing Bezdin says, were you shaleich yad in this pore? No, has v'shal. Swear. Swear you want shaleich yad. That means he didn't use it. If he didn't use it, he wasn't mishtamish with it. So he swears he wasn't shaleich yad. Then the Bezin asks him, where's the pora? It was stolen. So then he swears that it was stolen. So there were two shvuas that he swore. And then Adam come and say that two things. First of all, he was shaleich yad, number one. We saw he was shaleich yad. That was 2 days ago. He was, we saw him, he was using the pora, number one. And number two, that what he says, it's stolen. It's in his backyard. So Mamela, it's not stolen. So he came out, he swore two shvuas of sheker. Yeah. So now, so the Tesis Rit says, pshat in the pasuk of this. Mikan lamadnu, the tzorich lishava, shlei shalach bayat. That says, nikav avayis alikim, im lei shalach yodi. He swears that lei shalach yodi. Vahoda ksiv, al kol davar pesha. The mashme shegam ze posha. Kol davar pesha. He was peshay on this also. The nimza sheshalach bayat. O bohochi chai v'rachmone k'sha'ovar al beish shvuiz. When he was over on two shvuiz, shenignevo, he swore shenignevo, and it wasn't stolen. V'shloi shalachti bayat. So let us appreciate what Rab Chiya Bar Yosef is saying. Dvayakev Seichen Su a Rashi Dafnun Zayna Med Beis. Rashi Dafnun Zayna Med Beis says, interesting word, and could be some of like some heroim. Rashi that the Zayin of the Bay is the Bermasal Kalma Bloy Shvu Adifa Mikvela Bishvue. So Rashi says as follows. The Kefal Einoi Bishoimrim Achi Yishova Lesheker Shenignava Mimeno. Va'achakach Bo'edem Beperik Merube. Hilkach Knoso Mishum Shvue Hu De Konsei Rachmona. Amir Dike Rashi. Rashi explained that means, and perhaps there's other mahalchim, as we'll see as the sugya progresses, but Rashi explains, a toyin tainis ganev. I mean, because between you and me, he didn't do anything. He just told the, he said a sheker, he swore. I mean, he didn't, there was no maisik neva, a toyin tainis ganev, it's in his backyard, it's nimsa bebeisoi. And he timed it, it was nignevo. So Rashi says, the chi of kefal is, Knosa mishum shvua de konsei rachmon. He swore false, he said nikneva. That is why he pays kefal. Now, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said, but not, he doesn't pay kefal for one shvua sheker. He pays kefal, he made two shvua sheker. That's what he pays kefal. And that's pashto dikra. If a nikra balabais lim loy sholach yodim emlechas, he is the first swear was loy, and he wasn't sheleich yad. Then he swears it was nignevo, and then we found out that we found that he was shaleich yad. We find out that he was that there wasn't nignevo. It's bebeisai, but the two shvua sheker, then you pay kef. That's pshat in the pasuk. He learned chumash. That's pashto dikra. Ein, let's see what Rashi says. Ein nechayv kefal ad she yishlach bo yad koydem shvua. Kigoin sha'osa bo melocha. He did melocha first, that was one thing. And now later he comes to the Bailam and says, Nignavo, and it was nimtza bebeisoi. Hochi gasine da mekova nikam albaisa lakimim loy sholach. Yod lech Israel, mechlal di sholach bo yod mechayim. Lememre, so this is coming to tell us the bishalach boyad askinan. That's how the Tesis Rit says pshat al kol devar pesha. He was peshay on this also. He said he wasn't shaleich yad and he was shaleich yad. What does Rashi say? Lememro dahay dechsiv basrei asher yishin alekim. That's the end of the pasuk. Al kol devar pesha asher yishin alekim yishal mishnayim l'reyev. B'sheshalach bo yad askinam. The nimtza rosho bekach shenishba l'sheker sheshalach bo yad. He was a rosho in this also. That he swore that it was That loy shalach bayat. The Tesis Rit is close. They made two shvuah shkarim, and that's when you pay kefal. Amar lohu rabchiya barabe. So it seems this rabchiya b'yosef b'yosef said this drosh in the base medrash. He said that you only chayv if you the kefil only if you made two shvuah sheker. Amar lohu rabchiya barabe achim rab yochanan b'imedes alabus shonim. Rab yochanan said that by medes alabusa, the sher, he didn't do malacha with the sher. It's oimed alabusa. He says nignava, and then we go to the barn and we see it's there and it's eating, it's chewing its cud, and that's the case that Tain Tain is cannabis chayv. So what did Rab Chiya Bar Abba say? Rab Chiya Bar Abba said that Rab Yochanan is chaylik and Rab Chiya Bar Yosef. Rab Chiya Bar Yosef, you only chayim im sholach bayad, he did malacha. Rab Yochanan said, you chayim, if he never touched it, by medes alavusa askina. It's there, no one ever chepped with it, you chayim keif. Fine. So, Rab Chiya Bar Abba saying, Rab Yochanan is chaylik and Rab Chiya Bar Yosef. Now, now, that what Rabbi Yochanan said is Davke Ba'imedes Alavusa Koma. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Rabbi Yochanan mean Davke Ba'imedes Alavusa, Davke when he wasn't Shaleyach Yad, then you are Chayiv Kaifel when he's Tain Tain is gone. Avo Sholach Boyat Kono Ushvu Eloi Mahani Be. But he was Sholach Boyat, he was Koine Ushvu Eloi Mahani Be. Plum. Oy Dilma Afilu Ay Medes Alavusa Koma. Now let us see what's shot in the Shaila of Rabbi Zaire. Boy Medes Alavusa Sholoi Sholach Boyat Shonu Dechayiv Keifu. Rab Yochanan was clearly chaylik on Rab Chiya Bar Yosef. So Rab Zeira asked, but what does Rab Yochanan mean? Does he mean only a medes alavusa? Avol sholach bayat koidim shvue. But if he was shalech bayat, kona b'teiras gzeila. So then he was kona b'teiras gzeila. B'shaim achinam einay nase ganev ela b'taynes ganev. He only becomes a ganev through taynes ganev. V'zeh koidem she'toan taynes ganev kono. But here before taynes ganev kono. V'kom alei b'rshusay, and it's in his rishus. She'imeisa yishalmeno, if it's going to die, he has to pay for it already. Ishtakach dechi kofar, dideka kofar. So when he was kofar, dideka kofar. Now let us explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying that Rabbi Zeirem asked Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that what Rabbi Yochanan said, by medes alavus, evuso, does that mean bedavke? That means when are you chayiv to pay kefil by Tain Tain is gone if he was bedavke not a sheleich yad. But if he was a sheleich yad, then you are potter to pay kefil. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Only a medes alevusa. But if he's sheleich yad, he's potter to pay kefil. Now, why when he is sheleich yad, why is he potter to pay kefil? Why does the shlichus yad patron from kefil? So let us again see Rashi. Avu sholach boyat koidem shvue kono. He was koine b'teiras gzeila. Ashlech yad is a din of a gazla. So as soon as he was using the pore, so he has a din gazla. Kono b'teiras gzeila. Fine. So now he's a gazla. He was sheleich yad Sunday. And Monday he comes to the Bailam, so he became a gazel on Sunday. Monday he comes to the Bailam, and he tells the Bailam, you know, I have sad news for you, you know your Bahima was stolen. So he slaps him to bed on Monday, and he swears Nigdav on Monday. So Rabbi Zeira is a tzad, in this case he'll be potter from Kefil. Why? When does he become a Ganev? When he's turning time as Ganev. When was he turning time as Ganev? Monday. Monday he comes to Bezni, turning time as Ganev. He swears turning time as Ganev. Vizeh, and this Shaima, Koydim Shah turning time as Ganev. Before he was turning time as Ganev, Sunday, Kona, he was Shalech Yad Sunday. He was Koyne the Pore. Vikomalei Bershuse. And it's already in his Rishus. What she may say, Yishalmen, Ischayev, Bonson already. Ischayev, Achayev. Vishtakach, Dechi Kofar, Dideko Kofar. So when he was Kofar Monday, Monday he has to become a Ganef with the Tintin as Ganef. He's now stealing Dideko Kofar. It's his behemoth because he became a Gazlan Sunday on it. Nischayev, Bonson. So Rabbi Kivege asks, on this Rashi, it's his behemoth, I mean, Dideko Kofar, it's not his behemoth, he's Chai Bachayis, he's a Gazlan from Sunday. But L'chayre, the terminology of Rashi the reason he's Potter, because it's his behemoth. It's not his behemoth, he became a Gazlan, he's Chai Bonson. So the Dvayaki wants to say, and then he saw that Tashmu brings from Rav Shach, that Rashi means you need, by Gnev, you need Vigunav mi beiso ish. It has to be stolen from the Baila. If he became a Gazlan on its Sunday, because he was Shaleich Yad, he did Moloch on its Sunday, so now he acquired certain Kinyonim. A Gazlan has Kinyonim. Vigunav beis ish v'loi mi beis haganim. So that means, so the Gabi, the Kinyonik Zayli acquired that he's Chayev Bonson. So Memela felt of the good of Ibeis Ish. He first becomes a Gan of Monday. And Labut Kvira, and he became a Gazlan Sunday. So he can't be Chayev for the Gneva of Monday because of the, since he was a Gazlan Sunday. That's how they want to say Pshat and Rashi. Now, but let's just mention two Nikudas. Nekuda number one, we just mentioned before alumnus of Rabchia by Yosef that said, Dafke you have to be a Shaleich Yad. Dafke you have to be a Shaleich Yad, and because it's, you swore you weren't Shaleich Yad and you were Shaleich Yad, because he learned that the Chiev Kefil is not because of the Maisig Neve. There's no Maisig Neve. The Chiev Gneve is because of the Shvur Sheker. He swore. He's not a Ganef. He didn't do anything. The Behemah is still in the Avis. The Behemah never moved. So the Chiyav Kefil is a Knas for swearing Nignava. He's not a Ganet. So Memele, so according to Rav Chiyav by Yosef, if the Chiyav is because he swore false, so he's a Gazlan yesterday, but that's Lemal Lemayrit. There's no Maisa Gneva over here. There's no Ptur of a Gunav Mi Beis Aish over here. He's not a Ganet. It's a knas, you swore nignava, you have to pay cable. But not because you're a ganav. You've been a ganav, but not you're a ganav. So Mamela Rab Chiyah by Yosef said a bigger chiddush. Since the Chiyah of cable is for the Shvur Sheker, Shaboy, you have to swear two Shvur Sheker. One Shvur Sheker you swore that Loi Shalachti Boyad and was Shalach Boyad, and another Shvur Sheker you swore nignava and it wasn't nignava. For these two Shvur Sheker, the Torah constant, you have din chiyuve ganem. You have to pay kefil. You'll have to pay dalbe. But not that you're a ganem. So, Mela, according to Rav Chiyah by Yosef, the, that what he swore, that he was a sheleach yad Sunday, is not migareya, fakel. That's moisif on the Sibir Sahib. You were sheleach yad, and you swore you weren't sheleach yad. You tied in nignava, and you swore it was nignava, and it wasn't. For these two shvus, the Torah said you pay kefil. That was Rav Chiyah by Yosef. Rav Yochanan said, klo natazoy. First, Rav Yochanan said, Afilu, it's, he wasn't Shaleich Yad. it's by medes alevus shono, he's also chayiv kefil. So that's for sure. You don't need shlichas here. Now the Gemara declares, maybe shlichas yad will be mekalkel. If it was shleich yad, he won't be chayiv kefil. See, Rashi says a different lambdas. Because when Maise, he gets a din gane with the kvire. The kvire is a Maise gneve. So it could be if it's shleich yad before, so now he's not chayiv for the gneve, because since he became a gazlum before, he's chayiv born since some emele, so it's like vaguna, it's felt Maise gneve. That is the tzad that according to Rabbi Yochanan and Shlichus Yad will be a chesor. That since he was Shaleich Yad, that's he won't be Chayiv Kefil. The hepech of Rabbi Yabai Yosef. That's one side. Now, Rabbi Kivayge asks another Ha'ora and Rashi, which he asks a very interesting Ha'ora. And then the Rishonim say a different pshat in this Gemara. The Rishonim say that the lomdus that Rabbi Yochanan holds if he's sheleach yad, he's part of he tainis nignava, agora a very geshmak lomdus. The whole time of nignava, the whole time that nignava is chayiv kefil, is because there's a kviras moment with the nignava. That means, I'm a shema, And I come over to the Bailam. Where's the behemoth? The behemoth is stolen. So if I swear Nignavo, I'm put to pay. Nignavo, I'm killed, and I was the gun of that same chayef to pay. If he was Shaleich Yad Sunday, it's a nice chayef b'onsen. Fine. When he comes Monday to Bezdin, and he says Nignavo, so attack he swore Nignavo. The minute we find out that he was Shaleich Yad Sunday, so the Nignavo is, the minute we find this out, so that what he said, Nignavo, the Bezdin said, I feel it's Nignavo, you also chayiv to pay. You're a gazlan, you chayiv onsen already. So the Nignavo is not a kfiris moment. It wasn't chayiv moment with Nignavo. The whole chiyuv of Toy and Tain is gone, if the Rishonim say, the whole chiyuv of Toy and Tain is gone, is you kaif a moment with a Tainus neighbor. I don't owe you because Nignavo. Oh, so you're a shagit? You're saying you don't owe me money? And you're saying the reason is Nignavo. That's what you're gonna pay kaifel. But if you are chayiv b'onsen from Sunday, so feel what you said Monday is irrelevant. You say Nignavo, so you still chayiv money. So therefore you're not chayiv kefil. That means the minute we find out that he was Shaleich Yad. That's Rabbi Kerek says that's how he would learn Pshat in the Gemara. Not the way Rashi seems to be saying that since he's chayiv bonsin, so it's his, that's going to be Nagar. He would say Poshit Pshat, it's not a shfuah of kfiras moment. So I just want to mention one vote that Dvayake wants to say. Say Rabbi Kveges is a beautiful svarich. I mean, why didn't Rashi want to say like this? L'chayr is right, it's not a kfiras moment. See, he wants to say a svarich, it's a kfiras hachefetz, even though it's not a kfiras moment. That means like this. From Sunday, when he made a ma'isa of shlichus yad, he owes money already. If it's binenas, he has to pay for it. That's right. So when Monday he comes and swears Nignavo, he's not patting himself a machia moment, because the minute we find out you were Shaleich Yad Sunday, so you owe money. So Nignavo doesn't pat you for a moment. But you know what Nignavo patters him from? He's saying, Nignavo, I don't think, the behemoth isn't here. The behemoth isn't here, so I can't give you the behemoth. So the Shavuos Nignavo is saying, I don't have to give you the behemoth. That's al kaponim the shvuas nignavo is accomplishing. Even I'll have to pay you for it. Because I was shaleich yad. That means, let us say like this. Let us talk about megashim the inyan b'miluyeh. He was shaleich yad Sunday. Fine. And Adam come Sunday and say they made now Sunday. They made it Sunday. He was shaleich yad. We know the Sunday shaleich yad. So Mamela, so he was told, yeah, you're Shlech Yad, you're Gazan, if anything happens with it, you're chayiv to pay. Monday, the Bailam comes, he wants to get back the Baim already, he sees this Nifkad is not from the Lamed Bav Tzadikim, it was Shlech Yad Sunday. He comes, give me back the Baim. He says, Nignavo, He says nigneva, it was stolen. So what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything to you. So you have to pay me for it. Fine. Look, I'll pay you for it. Then we find the behemoth by him. So this nigneva, there was a kviras moment. That means by saying nigneva, he wanted to get away with paying money and not having to give him the behemoth. That's also called a kviras moment. That means, so good, I'll keep the behemoth, I'll pay you for the behemoth. That's also called a kviras moment, Rashi held. So why should he be potter? Why should he be potter by of kefil? He was a ganav on the chayfetz. Even though he knows he has to pay, he wanted to keep the chayfetz. So that is also a gneve. So that's why Rashi did not want to say this lomdus what the other rishonim say. That's why Rashi said, that lemais it's a goyim in a ganav. That's what Rashi says. That's pshat in Rashi. Oy vilme, or the second tzadar of Zera was, afilo medes alevusa koma, that Rabbi Yochanan said, the means could be Rabbi Yochanan held that the chiyuv kefil is for the shvuah sheker. But he said he disagrees with Rav Chiya bar Yosef, they need two shvuah shekers. I do my full amount of salimus to come. V'chosh ken kisholach boyad. The bochi koi koke dam Rav Chiya bar Yosef. He's made it to Rav Chiya bar Yosef. By two shvuah shekers, you also zichah pay kefil. By one shvuah sheker, you pay kefil. Two, you zichah pay kefil. But he just said you don't need the shvuah sheker to be mechayev and mechayev. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means to say. So Rabbi Zeira wanted to find out from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He said over them Rabbi Yochanan, which is clearly he's chaylik Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. But what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Is Rabbi Yochanan saying that punk verkehrt from Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef that if shalach bayad is takepota because he's a ganim and a ganim, or is he just saying you don't need shalach bayad to be chayev? That if Elohim made the Zalabus, he's also chayav, but Shalach Bayad will also be chayav. Amalei, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba told Rabbi Zeira, Zulay Shemati. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't hear this from him. I just heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Elohim made the Zalabus is chayav. Your Shaila, I don't know if it's Davka Elohim made the Zalabus or Afilo Elohim made the Zalabus. But from another member of Rabbi Yochanan, I'll be able to be patient to Shaila. Ki yaitze bo shamati. A similar case I heard. Lama Ravasim Rabbi Yochanan, atoyin tainis ovat, v'nishba. A person was toyin tainis ovat. That's the mafke took him in Bez Nalef. The mafke asked him, where's my behemoth? He says it got lost. V'nishba. And he swore. Fine. Then he took him in the Bezen base. Again, he's asking him, where's my behemoth? In Bezen base, he said it was stolen. He went to the market, he slept him to two but they didn't. In the first Bezen, he told him, Ovad, he swore Ovad. Fine. The second Bezen, he came, he slept him, he told him, Nignav. Ubo ate him. And Adam came and said, "It's nicht gestiegen, nicht geflogen. It's not lost. It's not stolen. It's in his backyard." Potter. Now he's Potter. Now why is he Potter over here? My time. Lav mishum dekane bishvuri shaynis. From this member of Rabbi Yochanan, you see, mistame because when he swore Ovat, see, was a kaifa bepikot. It was in his backyard the whole time. So when he said Ovad, he was a kaifa bikot. See, it's chayev bonsa. So now later, when he tain is ganev, so it's a goynev in a ganev. So you see, from this member of Rabbi Yochanan, I know pshat now, that Rabbi Yochanan is choylik a Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, and he holds that if he sheleach yad, then he'll take a bipotah from kaifel, as goynev in a ganev. Because this member of Rabbi Yochanan, you see that, he said it was torn tain is Ovad, And then it was torn down his ganav, his potter. So you see, take lam mishum dekana bishvur rishayne. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira told them, no, from this Rabbi Yochanan there's no raya whatsoever. You know what pshat is in this Rabbi Yochanan is? Loi, hoyel v'yotza yedei bailim bishvur rishayne. It's a different pshat. Pshat is this memory of Rabbi Yechon. Let me tell you, Pshat. That means they came. What happened over here? They came to Bezen Aleph. They came to Bezen Aleph. Where's my pekodin? Got lost. Swear he swore in Bezen Aleph. Fine. So he said, finished. It's lost. Finished. He slept him to Bezen Beis. Give me back my pekodin. So now, so if this Nifkat would be smart, he'll say, I swore that he once. I swore Bezen Aleph. Memele, and if Bezen will hear that he swore Bezen Aleph, so, man, he swore that he is. Man, what are you schlepping him over? He swore that never, Shemachinu swears never this part. What do you want? Bezen Beis was unaware of this. Good, they're ignorant. The Snifkat was also ignorant that he should have tainted what happened. So he thought, maybe I tainted Ovad, so, I'll tainted now Gonav. So he tainted Gonav and Bezen Beis. But between you and me, this shvue, that Bezen Beis, that was Mechayev him, was, there was no legitimate reason to Mechayev him a shvue. This Shem Mechinam already swore never. You can't, this is not a shvue sadayonim. That means this shvue that Bezen said, this shvue was only made because of the ignorance of Bezen. They did not know he swore in Bezen Aleph. But if you know the truth, he swore in Bezen Aleph. He's not chayav a shvua now in Bezen Beis. So this shvua in Bezen Beis is not a shvua sadayonim. It's a shvua that was made by mistake, through ignorance. That is pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan that said he's potter from Kefil, he swore in Bezen Aleph never, in Bezen Beis nignav, not the way you said because he's heilig. And Rab Chiya Bar Yosef, and since he's Chai Bonson, such a guy in Minagadav, he's made, Rab Chiya Bar Yosef is made it too. If a person is Shaleich Yad, and then thus, he'll be made if a Kert, the Chiyan could be out Shvua Sheker, and if he swore he swore that he wasn't Shaleich Yad, he have two Shvua Sheker, he could be made it, Rab Chiya Bar Yosef. Now that what Rabbi Yochanan said, he swore Nevad, and then he swore Nignav. And Rabbi Yochanan said he's part of him careful. You know why he's part of him careful over there? He's part of him careful because the Shvu of Nignav is not a Shvu's Bezen. It's not a Shvu's Adayonim. Bezen had no right to be Mashbiyim. That's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Clearly like this. So fakert, you see, punkt fakert, that the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is not because he's chaylik on Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, that if a person be a shaleich yad, so it's a goyne bin aganef. No, here he said clearly a different reason. He didn't say because it's a goyne bin aganef. He said because the second shvu is not a shvu sadayonim. That's what he said. Just let's see Rashi. Let us see Rashi for 1 second. So Rashi, Atein time is avei de benishba legasina baida. Potem in a keifel. My time alav mishum de kone bishvuri shayne. So the Gemara want to bring a raya. That was Rab Chiya Bar Rab Israel. Because he was kone bishvuri shayne l'Israel Bonson. Kedar Rab Sheishes. Dom alel a keifel bepikot nasol of Gazlan. Afilu beloi shvur. Beichet ishtah bekoshkein. Kolam amoyde that is a Gazlan. Alme. Kiven de komalei bershusei. Since it was komalei bershusei. So you see, why is he potter from Kefil? Ki kofar di deikor kofar. Le mechayiv le Kefil, so it's a goyne min aganev. Vu adin le shaleich bo yad, given the pshitlon per kamavki, the komale bishusei. Shaleich yad is also chay bonsin, so le mechayiv le Kefil. So the Gemara said, so someone want to bring a raya that Rabbi Yochanan knows that shaleich yad vipikodin is not chay of Kefil. So the Gemara says, "Lo, yosam lav mishum de komle b'shusehu." That's not the reason. Eloho yul v'yotze shaymer zayidei baylam b'shvuri shaynim. He was already yaitzes chiyev shvur to the baylam. Shemibezden rishin mistalik miyodam. As soon as he swore So, Memele, so we see that that's like a pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. So, we can't, not the way you, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, wanted to bring a raya that Rabbi Yochanan is choylaka Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. No. Could very well be in the case of Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, who shalech yad and he swore he will pay kefil. But in this case, when it was nishba tainis obad, and then it was nishba tainis ganav, here he's potter. Because this is not a shvus adayonim. Bezin had no right to be mechayim, since Lamaisa he had sworn already in the first bezin, never. So this is so far so good. Omar Rav Sheshes. Omar Rav Sheshes. Now we can have a third sheet. Rav Sheshes, in Rabbi Yochanan, we didn't know what Rabbi Yochanan held exactly, but Rav Sheshes, it says bluntly what he holds. Omar Rav Sheshes, atoyin tainis gana bepikon, kiven sheshalach bayad potter. Rav Sheshes says clearly he's chaylik minakotza lakotza with Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. He says clearly if a person shleich yad bepikon, some emailer my time. Kim shall be yad potter. My time. Hachi kama rachmane. Let's learn chumish. Venik rabalabayas halali came to swear. And the whole parsha. Im loy shalach yodim umlechas rayayo. If he wasn't shaleach yad, then he'll be chayiv if he tied his nignev. Hashalach yodim potter. See, he learned a punkt verkehrte pshatn posik, then Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Rav Sheshes loim shat, the whole shvua that's mechayivim keifel, is only mechayivim keifel if it was loy sholach yodai. If it was sholach yodai, forget about it. Let's see what Rashi says, kivin she sholach bo yad koidim shvua, hochi koma, im loy sholach, but then, if he wasn't shleich yad, he's not chayiv once, and then v'nika balabayis v'kamlon b'mavkid, Vaynikon v'shvu, asivatri yishalom shnayim im nimtzor rosho, asholach yodai potter mikol adin hazeh. That's Shitas Rav Sheshes. Let us see Tosfos. Ad sheyishlach bo yad. That what? That Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said that Yechayev, you only chayiv kefil if there was a shlichus yad before. B'hod ektoni lael v'eidim idin oise shagon boy mishalem tashlumei kefil. We hear in Daf Kuvav no, this is Kuvav on Dalav. Heichem b'gdoyni amalei nignav b'gdoyni amalei nignav mishbach ani v'oma omein. So here it says, Gonvoy means it was Shalech Yad also. It was Shalech Yad also. Hoyel v'yotza yedei bailem v'shvur rishayna. So now Rabbi Yochanan said, was torn tainis ovad, and then in a different bezna was torn tainis nignav. So since he was yoitze, his chiyuv with the shvur rishayne, so memele so the shvur shniyah is not a shvur sadayon. So Tosfos says that you could even be speaking about the afal gav shahide shalashekel nishba. Speaking about that he swore never. Then he goes, And he says, the Rabbi Sam, I said a lie. It wasn't Nevat. I swore false. It was Nignav. It was Nignav. But his Maida wasn't Nevat. It was Nignav. So Lachaira, he swore, he was Maida that it was that's not a true Shvua. So Taisa says, the Afal Gav Shahide Shalashaka Nishbe is also, I feel in the same Besna Bai, says, in a Chai Minadin Lishava Pamshniya, Shen Nignav, he doesn't have to swear again now, like he says with Nignav. El Neman Shalai Bishvu Alayma Shenignav. Bemigu, the boy Oma Bemis, Nishbati, boy Yepota. Oh, so Taisva says he doesn't, even if he was Maida in Bezdin, and this Bezdin, he swore Nevad, and then Lamai said, the offensive Bezdin says Nevad, Yepota, then he says, I have to Eidav Le'evosh. I wasn't Nevat. I swore false. Was Nignav. So Bezin said, Nignav? Okay, swear Nignav. And he swore Nignav. So the din is that Bezin had no right to be Meshbihim Nignav. Even though he was Moedah, the first was a false Shvua. But he's Neman to say Nignav without a Shvua al Tzamigu. Why did he have to open up his mouth and say it was Nignav? He could have kept quiet and he was spotter from the mafkid out the shvur v'shainer. That's what Taisva says. Elo neman shaloi b'shvur loi ma shenigna b'migu di boi oma b'emes nishbati boi yapota. B'hokem ashmelon, that's the chiddush. Af al gav shem mushba mipi bezden, even though bezden was mashbiyim, Bezdin didn't have the Yisik over here. Bezdin was Mashbiyim. Or I'm going to wish me to be going to talk with me. Bezdin Nacher. What Yisik says is that Shloi Yoyim Shnishbetwa Koidim Vishbiyuato. The Potter, he's still Potter from Keifu. Kivin Shmin Adin Loi Hoi Loi Lishove. Since Meiker Adin, there was no Chiv Shvur. So even though Bezdin was ignorant of the facts that occurred, aber le meise, he wasn't mechuye va shvuz hadayonim, so memele is not chayef keifel, because the shvu is not a shvuz hadayonim. Now we had a memra of Rav Sheshes. Vishilech bo yad potter. Boho da oma le'el. Now this le'el is that kuvolim le'veis. Let us just see the Dandav Kuvava Midbeis. There it says, the second line where it starts getting wide. Heichen Shoyri Nigna, Mishbach Ani, Ba'oma Omei, Beidem Idem Oysoi She'ochloi, Mishalem Tashlumei Keifel. So the Gemara understood, so Tais understood in the Kashe, that it's speaking about it was Ochloi Koidem She'nishba, that Nigna. So Lachaire, according to Rav Sheshes, why is he Chayiv Keifel? Lachaire, he was Sheleach Yad before it was Tain is gone. The best place was Kasha. Shilach Bayad Potter, Adam Alel Veidim Eidim Oysoi Sheochloi, Mishalim Teshlumei Keifel. So Lachloima, according to Rav Sheshes, Gain Sheochloi Lachashvur. He ate it after the Shvur. Because if Achlai Kainim Shvur, so then he's Shalach Yad, and will be so then he's Potter. Now, we have here, Taisus is saying a statement according to Rav Sheshes. And first, let's just first say the Taisus, and then we'll try to explain what Taisus Kasha was. What Taisvus Teretz is. Venire, the Davka Koma Vishilach, the Gzeres Akosavi Kidakoma Imloy Shilach, or Shilach Pota, Aval Kaifa Bepikon, Aval Gav, the Omar of Sheshis Lael, Akaifa Bepikon, and Nasa Olav Gazlan, Kaifa Mi Mechayev, the Hod Koma Nasa Olav Gazlan, Haino, Lishayev Ba'onsen, period. Now, let us understand what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is asking the Amora de Kekashe, and we have to understand what the Teretz is. Rav Sheshe said, if a person was Shelech Yad Bepikodin, and later is Tain Tain Ignim Lab, he's Potter. And he is a Posek, and Loi Shalach Yodai, then he's Chayav Kev. Shalach Yodai is Potter. So, let us just understand this, because let us say Mumshah, because he became a Gazlan, Shleich Yad is a Gazlan, so now when he Tainis Nignav, he's a Gainav in a Ganav, that's why he's Pot. Fine, okay, that's Tractatus Amiridike Kashe. I hear you, Rav Sheshes Moiridik. Okay, here. The Tainis Nignav is after he became a Gazlan, so you're not Chayiv because it's a Gainav in a Ganav. But Tais are very pertinent kasha. But Tain Tain is Ganav is Chayiv. I mean, that's the pasha, Tain Tain Tain. But Tais is Yurav Sheishes hold that Kaifa Bepikodin is Nasal of Gazlan. Yeah. So now, when he comes to Bezin, so when every Tain Tain is Ganav comes to Bezin, the Bezin asks the Shema, where's the Porah? Nignav. Not by me, it's stolen. Before all Shuas. Now, between you and me, he became a Gazlan. And me, he became a Gazlan right away. And he swears Nignav, he pays Kefal. That's a Posek in the Torah. This Posek we can't deny. This is a Posek in the Torah. I said, I don't understand what you're saying. When a person is Shalech Yad in the Bikodin, and Adam says Shalech Yad, and then ladies, Tainis Nignav, they say, oh, that's a going to be a Ganev. He's Potter from Kefal. Every Gainav in a Ganav, every Tainis Ganav is also Gainav in a Ganav. First he said Nignav, and then he swore Nignav. So that he becomes a Ganav with the Shvuah, and now he's a Gainav in a Ganav. So that's Tais Viskasha. What's Pshat in Rav Sheish? So let's see in a Venik. Venire. The Davke Koma, Vishilach, that Visholach, Davke v'sholach bayat, v'sholach bayat, the gzeres akosav hi kideka oma, this a gzeres akosav, im lay sholach, ho sholach potter, but if you sheleich yat, he's potter, he has a posik. That means the posik is telling us, there's a gzeres akosav, not that the reason is because it's a goynim in a ganav, no. The reason why he's potter, if it was sholach yodei, because the pasuk says sholach yodei b'mlachas rayeyo im loy sholach, then you pay kefil. If it was sholach, you don't pay kefil. Why? It's a gzeiras akos. Not because goyne bin aganav, because the chiv is also the shvu sheker. No, he's chayv on shvu sheker. So if it's shvu sheker, what's the chiluk of sholach yodei? It's a gzeiras akos. Aber Käufer bei Pekodnen. Aber Käufer bei Pekodnen. Aber gab Doma Rav Sheshla Käufer bei Pekodnen Nassol of Gazlin. Käufer mir im Echaiv. He will pay Käufer. Da hat der Koma Nassol of Gazlin hangel is Chaiv bei uns him, but it doesn't pater him from Käufer. The Ptur Käufer that Rav Shesh has found a posseg that you put it from Käufer, this Ptur Käufer is only by Sholach Yad. Not because he's a Gazlan, because it's a Gzeiras HaKosev. If he became a Gazlan to Shlichus Yad, and then it was Tain Tainis Ganav, he's Potter. If he became a Gazlan to Kfir, and then he was Tain Tainis Ganav, he's Chayev Kefal. What's the difference? By Shlichus Yad is a Posik, and by Kefal Bebekodin, even though in both cases he's a Gazlan, there's no Posik. This is how the Chazon Ish learns Pshat and Tosfos.